We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to the bottom of page Ayin in the Shalem edition, page Kuf Tzadidad in the Mosader of Kuk edition. And the Ran had gone off on a tangent to explain that the reason we use a mashal is because we have a spiritual concept which is hard for us to grasp. So the mashal, the allegory, gives us an example in the physical world that helps us grasp the spiritual concept. And sometimes the mashal is so close to the real message, that's considered a perfect mashal. That's considered a skilled allegory. And most of the allegories in Proverbs are allegories that have similarities in the physical world to the spiritual concept, and they're so similar that that's a successful mashal. Just as King Solomon, when he wanted to give an allegory for a fool who is not taking his study seriously, so he's not going to get too smart if he doesn't study diligently. So when he wants to give an allegory for that, King Solomon said, I passed by a field of a lazy person, a man who lacks a heart. Weeds overtook it. Even the gate has been broken. Even the stone fence has been broken. So anyone wants could enter, and the animals could eat anything that actually does grow. So that's an allegory for someone who tries to learn but isn't diligent about his learning. What King Solomon was saying is, if someone isn't working with great diligence to get smart, so he's going to lose most of the wisdom. You can't get smart by spending half of the day in the bar. You can't get smart. There's no quick fixes for wisdom. You want to learn, you want to understand, you have to put all you got into it, and you have to be diligent. And he's going to find himself being foolish at the end of the day. Our sages said, let's review so that our learning doesn't get rusty. You see, here you have the term to get rusty in Chazal already. So these allegories come to illustrate a concept, but we use different terms to connect us to the concept. And it's something amazing when you can find an allegory that fits within the concept. Meaning, when we want to talk about the heart, so the heart understands, and the heart also satiates the body. So we speak about the heart's understanding, yet at the same time, we use an allegory about the heart satiating the body physically. So that, says the Ran, is a fantastic allegory. That's so close. You're using really the same term, the same heart, but you mean it on two levels. To have an allegory that's in the physical world but corresponds so closely to the spiritual world. So that's when you have an allegory that's as complete as can be. And I want to begin with an introduction here to understand the root of allegories. Vehu sheyadu shatut anofel ba'atchalot me'ezeh chokhma sheyeh gam sheyeh atut katan yimashchu menu shiyot yoter tzumot mima sheyimashach mitut acher yoter gadol menu shlo yipol ba'atchala. You have to know that when you're starting to learn the foundations of a wisdom, so then even if you have a small error in your concepts, so then a small error in the foundation can cause tremendous errors as you grow, whereas something which would be a bigger error, but it's not in the foundations, won't have as much of an impact. Make sense? You know, when you start a path, if you're slightly off, then the more you go down the path, the further off you become. Right? Simple, yes? You guys with me? Two parallel lines will never meet. But if they're slightly off outwardly, then at the end of the day, they're going to be as far apart as can be. So if we want to be in line with the truth, that we have to be most careful when we're starting our journey, that we're not off. Hamashal bezeh, the allegory to illustrate this is, hine bechana gula gedola, if you have a large circle, a large area, circular area, וקווים רבים יוצאים מנקודות מרכזה אל המקיף. And you have many lines from the center of the circle going out to its circumference. ידוע הוא שאפשר שיהיה המרחב בין אלו הקווים אצל המקיף פרסה או פרסאות. So everyone knows that it's possible that the lines extending from the center of the circle out to the circumference, well, there could be tremendous space between those lines depending on how far out the circumference is. אם יותם נפגשים בנקודה שהוא באמצע עגולה, even though they all started at the same point, but they could end up being 180 degrees apart. ומישהו בנקודה אמצעית ורוצה ללכת אל מקום רחוק דרך אותם קווים, and if someone's standing at that center point, and he wants to travel a great distance, and he's going to go along those lines, אם ייתה בין קו לקו, if he chooses the wrong line, הטעות הוא נופל בשיעור בלתי מורגש. Initially, you don't sense the difference between one line and the other one. ואם כל זה יביאו התות המועד שנפל אליו בהתחלה, לשגות בדרכו יותר ויותר משאם נפל לב התות באמצע הדרך. Nonetheless, if he messed up when he started out from that starting point, if he went on the wrong line, so the more he advances, the more off he's going to be. And it's far worse than if he's slightly off along the path, if he started on the right path, but he's slightly off as he goes on it. גם כי יתרחק מדרכו שיעור יותר רב. כי הטעות הנופל בהתחלה הוא נמשך, because an error at the beginning, that's something that extends and grows. ואיננו כן אותו שלא ייפול בהתחלות. And someone who doesn't err in the beginning, so then he's not developing an error. ועל זה הצד אמר זה הפסוק. So that's about this concept. The verse says, מכל משמר נצור ליבך כי ממנו תוצאות חיים. He's going back to the original verse he was discussing. That the Torah says, watch yourself, because that's the root of life. ואומרו ממנו שווה ללב. It's going back to the heart when it says, watch your heart, because that is the root of life. Watch your philosophies, because that is the root of life. ויש בזה הפסוק עניין חומרי, גס אשר הוא המשל, ועניין שכלי דק אשר הוא הנמשל. This verse encompasses both the allegory and the hidden message. והמשל הוא שידוע שלב הוא מקור החיים וממנו נשפעות הכוחות כולן. So the allegory is, the heart is the root of life. We all know the heart pumps blood to the whole body. That's life. כי גם לפי דעת אומרים שהכוחות הם שלושה נפשיים חיוניים וטבעיים, even though there are those who say there are three elements of life in the body. There's the more base life, there's the natural life, there's the soul. כולם מסכימים שהתחלתם בעיקר חומרה הוא הרוח הנשפעת מן הלב. But everyone agrees that life begins in the heart. And the truth is today we know that also, right? When a baby starts to form, the first thing you have is the heart, and everything else starts forming all around that. Yeah, you guys know it's okay. You have a zygote. When you have a cluster of cells, so one of the first thing that forms, as far as the shape of a baby, is the heart. You hear the beating of the heart. After a few weeks, you don't yet have no brain, no hands, no feet, no nothing. But you have a cluster of cells that's developing, but you have a heart that's beating in the center of that cluster of cells. ולכן, ולכן, so he's saying, life, the soul, everything begins with the heart. ולכן הטבע מקפיד לשמור הלב מאוד. And that's why our nature and nature itself protects the heart. ודוחה מעליו הדברים המזיקים כולם. And it pushes off anything that could harm it. כי להיותו התחלה, because the heart is the starting point, remember we said the starting point is the most critical, הפגה המועט בו יזיק יותר ממה שיזיק הפגה הגדול הנופל בשאר האיברים. Because the heart is the starting point, all the blood comes from the heart, right? So if there's a problem with the heart, everything else gets affected. So our nature is to protect the heart most. ולכן לא יסבול מורסה ולא פירוק חיבור ולא שינוי מזג גדול. And that's why the heart, if the heart has mucus, if the heart has an infection, the heart can't handle it. A person has an infection in another part of the body, okay, fine. If the heart falls apart, the body can't live. A guy can have a disjointed arm. A guy can have other parts of his body that undergo different shock and wounding. The heart, no. Guy gets a sword through his heart, he's finished. The heart is more delicate than everything else because the heart is the root of it all. Like he said, wherever you have a starting point, the starting point is more critical than other points. Hineim ken. So going back to the allegory, where the Shlomo HaMelech said, watch your heart because that's the source of life. So he says that's the perfect allegory. He's taking something which is both physical and spiritual. It represents a spiritual concept, but the physical allegory is so close to the spiritual concept. King Solomon on the simple level says, watch your heart. Don't eat foods that are high in cholesterol. Okay, so Shlomo HaMelech says, watch your heart. On the simple level, he's talking about the physical heart. Because you have to know that life comes from the heart. And even something slight can have a harsh impact on the rest of the body. So he says, as is the case in all of King Solomon's allegories, even if you don't understand the depths of the allegory, the simple understanding of the allegory is wise in its own right. So the simple reading, watch your heart, yeah, that's a good message. Watch your heart. That's the most critical part of the body. But what was the deeper message? So that's the spiritual concept. That when we speak about our spiritual life, which is referred to by the heart, we have to know, and if we came here today, gentlemen, just to hear this one line, it was worth coming here this morning. Forget the coffee, forget the cake. One line. He says, our spirituality, our impressions, the place where we stand spiritually is the root of all we do. Very often people are focused on the external mitzvos. We're in the month of Elul now. And what the Ran is telling us here is to my mind one of the most pivotal points in Judaism, which people often overlook. The Ran says, you want to know what's at the root of all the mitzvos and all the averos. The question is, where's your heart? Where's your spirit? I often say that most of my classes are informational. We cover halachos, we cover Tanakh, we cover books of philosophy, we cover a lot of things. But I often tell guys, you should know, even though I think these classes cover the most ground, they're the least important. Why are they the least important? Because what's going to define whether you keep Torah and mitzvos is firstly, where's your heart? Where's your emunah? Where's your philosophy? And only afterwards does it matter how many mitzvos you know. You have to know the mitzvos. It's true. You don't know, you can't perform. But if you do know and your heart's not there, then everything you know is not worth much. And that's what the Ran just said. He said, when King Solomon said, watch your heart because that's the root of life. So on the simple level, he's saying physically, you should know, take care of yourself, take care of your heart. Because a heart condition involves everything. On the deeper level, he's saying, watch your soul. Because that where you believe and where you stand philosophically and where you stand as far as your emunah, that's the root of all the mitzvot as well. And the Ran concludes this paragraph and says, this goes back to the question of what type of wife you look for. Why is it that the forefathers said, take a wife from our family? Because when it came to the base nature that the girls grew up with, they were brought up with immoral values. The girls of Canaan, yes, they had free will, they could grow. But where was their heart? Where was the basis? What home did they grow up in? The Ran says the formula, the key formula for where you're starting off and what realm you're going to work within is the home. The type of human being you're going to be. What do you value? Do you value kindness? The family of Avram valued kindness. So Lavan might be a pagan just like the Canaanites. But Avram says to his son Yitzchak, I want a girl from our family. And Yitzchak says to Yaakov, I want a girl from our family. Philosophically, we might not agree with them. But where is their heart? Where's the root of it all? Their midot is positive. Mitabrot livnehem achehem al atzad she'amanu ken reshmot hanefesh ve'aguf. And this goes back to what the Ran had developed, that certain things do go over in the genes. There are things, you grow up in a family of cruel people, there's a tendency that people will continue being cruel. And he said it's both genetic and it's nurture and nature. And so a person has to try when he's looking for a family, for a shidduch, he has to know that the midot, that's something that does come from the family. The philosophies you can develop, but the midot, that starts at home.